Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage. Now, because Mysterio is making his appearance in a live action man.
Is he hero? Is he villain? Is he villain pretending to be hero? It's that one.
Yes.
That's this third one.
And that's the episode of Spider-Man 1994 to 1998 animated that we're checking out.
Isn't that amazing that they predicted the amount of seasons it would run in the title, huh? This is going from 1994 to probably 98, we reckon.
I've got an interesting fact at the end about why it got cancelled.
Oh, interesting.
I think people will think it's typical of all things Spider-Man.
I feel this series, which I don't have that many memories of, but I think it's very, very much influenced by both X-Men,
yes,
and Batman the Animated Series, because they both came out in 92, I think. And
right,
so,
yeah.
So they've had a couple of years to work on a Spider-Man mm-hmm. series. And it opens, like, the title sequence is very X-Men.
It definitely
and very,
is,
but,
yeah.
Like, it's very dark, and there's some screeching rock music.
Spider-Man.
Radioactive Spider-Man. Well, they claim he's both a radioactive Spider-Man and he has radioactive spider blood. Neither of which is true. But
it's not the point, though,
is it? No, it's not the point, but it's a lot. The intro is just a lot of him, like, just battling endless waves of villains in the dark kind of thing, you know,
but
X-Men
you can,
style.
And you can definitely see the influences of the Batman animated series, like, throughout the show as well.
Mm. Yeah.
But this particular episode is called
The Menace of Mysterio.
The Menace of Mysterio.
Yeah.
It's based off of the first appearance of Mysterio in the comics in the 60s.
Is he hero? Is he villain? Is he villain? Pretend. It's the third one.
It's the third one. It's actually executive produced by both Stan Lee and Avi Arad.
Oh, Avi
Arad. He's had his mitts on this for a very long time, the Spider-Man property.
He's the long-time Spider-Man producer,
yeah.
Is that right?
He's still doing it.
Well, good for him.
Whether or not people want that, they don't. He's still doing it.
even Homecoming and Far From Home?
Yeah, he's got less of a hands-on role
right.
than he has previously.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because the Spider-Man properties are getting better. So,
oh.
Yeah. I mean, because it dipped, obviously, in the Amazing Spider-Man era. That was kind of his big kind of, you know, that and the Raimi ones. And
yeah, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
We've come out of that.
You're solely making him to blame. You're making him the scapegoat.
He's a huge part of it.
All right. Dude.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know.
So it starts with a man sneaking into a museum to steal some Egyptian things, isn't he?
Yeah.
At the start. Who is this mysterious person?
It's Mysterio.
We're thinking. Yes, but he's dressed as a Spider-Man.
Oh, right, okay.
The Spider-Man.
Oh, wait, we're maintaining some suspense here.
We're maintaining suspense.
Well, it's Mysterio, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's right. So he's wearing...
Also, the episode's called The Menace of Mysterio. So if you somehow think he's going to be a hero... I don't know. I don't know what bloody brain track you're on, mate.
That's a good point.
You've gone off the bloody rails, I tell you what.
Yeah. So this version, let's say it's Spider-Man. He's webbing up guards. He's beating
What's
them up.
What's Spider-Man doing beating up guards?
That's what everyone's saying.
Oh, my God.
But what does come up later, but it should come up earlier in this episode, is everybody just assumes that it's Spider-Man. No one's like, well, anyone can put on a Spider-Man costume.
You're right.
Because anybody can.
That's true.
Yeah. But then we get Peter Parker.
It's like a pair of jeans.
It is like a pair of jeans.
It's a democratizing uniform, you know? Anybody can wear that uniform.
That's right. Wasn't that what the Spider-Verse movie was about as well? Anybody
Probably.
Can be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a certain, like a base level set of abilities.
Yeah, sure. Suction cups.
Suction cups, which is what we get in this. And then Peter gets woken up the next day by MJ. She's doing gymnastics. Mm. On the phone, and she's like, hey, what's going
you're
on?
You're going to have pretty good balance if you're going to do gymnastics on a phone, let me tell you.
That's very
she's on,
good.
She's on the phone.
That's good. That's very good. What do you think of Peter Parker's pajamas, 90s nighttime pajamas?
I love all his outfits. I love, because they've clearly gone, okay, you can't wear an Argyle vest and glasses like a 60s
nerd.
So let's give him a tucked in gigantic polo shirt into his slacks. like a cool 90s kid,
you know? Exactly. Like someone from a Levi's jeans commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants to them to get together so she can learn some studying stuff off him. But then she's also like...
Kissing studies.
And then some kissing. That'll be followed by some light kissing. That's implied.
That's on the syllabus, sure.
But then on the news, we see that's the footage of Spider-Man who's been robbing this museum.
Taking no pains to hide it, is he? He's just waving at the camera.
Yeah. The other thing is the footage is exactly the same as what we saw as the audience. I hate that when you see that in movies.
There's the quick security cuts footage and pans. Yeah. There's a close up on the bad guy as he says his line in the security footage. That camera doesn't move. How'd you do that? Did the security guy edit it for clarity?
He must
in
have.
In the booth, maybe?
Yeah, he's got hobbies.
Look,
he's not just a security guard.
Look, we got robbed, but it wasn't very exciting, so I thought I'd add some star wipes.
So J. Jonah Jameson is covering the event at the museum. He's doing some on-camera reporting in this, isn't he?
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
He's a man of all mediums, the two mediums available.
Exactly, he's gonna go hands-on if he wants to put the boot into Spider-Man, obviously.
Because
he hates him inexplicably for some reason. Why does he hate him again? It's not important.
He just thinks he's a menace to the city and he's a criminal or whatever.
But he's secretly totes jelly, is that?
He might be totes jelly. Yeah, totes it depends jelly, on version to version. Most versions eventually come around to him. Like if it goes for long enough, they eventually
become Spider-Man has to do
friends.
is save his children from certain death or whatever.
One of them's a werewolf as well, so that's
true. Yeah.
That's going above and beyond if you're saving a werewolf.
Save him from certain silver bullet.
That's right, yeah.
Aunt May's also, she doesn't care for this Spider-Man fella now either.
She's
like, don't rob that museum, Spider-Man.
I mean, he's sexy. She doesn't say that.
Wow.
But she's thinking it.
She's thinking it, yeah.
Yeah.
So lithe.
Peter Parker investigates. He's walking around. He finds some webbing.
Just wanders around.
No one stops him.
Just clings to some walls.
But then a cop shows up and she's like, you're not allowed to touch anything. You're just a reporter. And he's like, look, I'm just a reporter. But have you noticed this web doesn't dissolve? And Spider-Man's web always dissolves every time.
Ooh.
And she's like, fucking cares. Maybe he's got new webs. I don't know.
What do you know so much about his webs? He's some sort of web perv.
So then we get an indoor tornado.
Had you heard about that on Rotten.com, the premier and only website in the 90s? You learn all about his creepy webs, you perv.
Is that website still going?
Almost certainly.
Yeah, look, if there's going to be an image of it, make it blurred, Ben.
Yeah.
Yes. Then we get an indoor tornado. Mysterio shows up and he's all, I'm better than Spider-Man. I've got all the powers that you've seen, but more powers.
I look and speak exactly like a villain, but you're on board with me for some reason.
What do you think of this outfit? Sinister enough?
Yeah, I've used all the most sinister colours.
What about this? My head's a basketball.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
Oh, that's right. He's like... He's like one of those contact jugglers at the mall. They're like, what can you do to stop Spider-Man? He's like, how about this? And his head rolls off his body and down his arm and then across the other arm and the whole crowd are like, ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty handy in a bank robbery, I guess, if you hit a stop villains.
That's right.
It's pretty handy in a mugging.
Right.
Yeah. And then he makes a tornado and the roof explodes and he flies out, but it's not real, Mason. How does he do it? Holograms, it turns out. Really convincing, very tightly packed hologram technology.
Yeah, look, we'll get to that in a minute, but I feel like ultimately he should be thanking Spider-Man for giving him the inspiration to do what
he's inventing some crazy stuff here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have sold it to Steve Jobs.
Yes. I love that.
Or Steve Wozniak, whoever's the head of Apple in 1994.
Whatever they were doing, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why, though, you'd turn up and be like, listen, I'm a good guy. The roof's caved in. Just kidding. Like, what kind of villain is... What kind of hero is that? You
That's
know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It doesn't make any sense. So anyway...
You're going to die. Just kidding. You're going to live forever. Which one's correct? I'm Mysterio. I'm a hero.
Yeah. So... Peter Parker, though, realizes that his spider sense doesn't go off with these. He's like, oh, it must be fake because my spider sense, you know,
normally it
does a thing, but it didn't. So he goes after him and they go to a mall and that's when fake Spider-Man appears, but then disappears.
Ooh.
And then Mysterio's like, let's have a fight because you ruined me. I'm a good guy, but let's have a fight.
But anyway, I'm just going to exposit a few clues to my identity. Here we go.
That I don't understand because he goes, why don't you go to the side of this bridge? The bridge where you ruined me.
Mm.
And then from that, Spider-Man's able to go, oh, it's that guy I ruined at the bridge.
Like, I mean, I ruined a bunch of dudes at a bridge, to be fair. But this guy.
So anyway, Spider-Man's on the bridge and there's an explosion and he's like, oh, it's probably just a hologram. Turns out it's a real explosion. It's a bunch of rocks.
Like a hero would do.
Like a hero would do. And he's knocked into the water. The cops are circling the water in helicopters being like, well, he must be dead because this helicopter must have been here immediately because we didn't see him come up at all. Like he couldn't have immediately come up under the bridge. But it turns out, no, he was underwater the whole time. He made an airbag.
Oh, he did. That's right. Out of webs, yeah. How did he have time to come up and get the air?
I don't know.
Yeah? Was he continually coming up and scooping some air out for his little airbag?
Why didn't he make like a little web straw?
Web straw.
And he could have just backstroked out of there under the water.
That's right.
Frog kick on your back. You know what I mean?
That's right. Doggy paddle.
Stay under the water.
Reverse doggy paddle.
So they can't find the body and Mysterio.
So they all just assume he's dead. And Mysterio's like, I've done it. I did it with this one weakness, a rock fall.
The greatest hero. Then Mary Jane Watson rings and she's like, hey, didn't we have a date? We were going to do some kissing practice.
That's right.
And you weren't there and now it's over and you only get one chance.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's like,
I wanted to do kissing practice.
So she's like, we're done forever. That doesn't really stick. Not in this episode, at least. She comes around pretty quickly.
Unlike Spider-Man's webs, it doesn't stick.
Oh, that's very good, Mason. So anyway, this is when Spider-Man decides to give up being Spider-Man because not getting in his kissing practice is the last straw.
Uh-huh, exactly.
There's a lot in this episode.
Plus, he has to give up being Spider-Man at least once a week, as we all know.
Absolutely,
he has to get that uniform. He has to throw it in the trash.
But just as he's given up, that cop turns up and she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Spider-Man's been framed and you're mates with Spider-Man. You know all about his webs, you creep. So why don't you help me and we'll figure out what, you know, who this Mysterio guy is and what's really going on. And Spider-Man's like, I don't think so, but here's an extended flashback about my origin.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
we just get
right.
5 minutes of the Spider-Man origin.
And this is like episode 5 of the season.
Yeah.
So did that not come up in the first episode,
I
wonder?
Not know.
Does it come up every episode? Is there an extended flashback to the death of his uncle every single episode? Maybe that's why it was cancelled.
It's very possible. So yeah, anyway, we get the origin and then I guess he realizes that he wants to be Spider-Man. And then he
with great power comes with great responsibility. Yeah.
So then he remembers that, oh, that's right, the guy from the bridge was a special effects guy who rigged a very dangerous explosion which crashed a helicopter and nearly killed people, but I, Spider-Man, caught it, and his name was Quentin Beck, and he went to jail.
Quentin went into jail?
Quentin went into jail.
Oh, my God.
All these things he was able to determine because Mysterio told him as such.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it went.
I guess he was planning on killing Spider-Man, then being like, well, I'll just kill him with some rocks, and then it doesn't matter what I tell him.
You should have killed him with the rocks first.
I agree.
Look, I understand that there's a certain way to go if you're a villain.
Mm.
It's expose it and tell him your evil plan and then kill him. Mostly kill him
yep.
first, and then as they're dying, tell him your plan.
I would say kill them completely. And yep. then shout at their corpse.
That's an even better idea.
For safety.
Idea. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, Jameson...
Chop up the body, shout at the bits.
That's right. Jameson is in a limo and he's going to the studios because Spider-Man sends him a fax or someone sends him a fax.
Yeah.
What an era. Yep. So many mediums of technology in this episode. And so the Spider-Man goes to this factory where some special effects are happening and he finds a Spider-Man
suit.
Well,
that's where Quentin Beck's factory, his special effects company, was and remains.
Yes.
Just hanging out there.
But there's the Spider-Man suction cup suit.
Just hanging out there.
There's holograms. There's
a Mysterio, but you take the cloak off Mysterio and it's a lizard man.
No, it's a werewolf.
That's a werewolf, all right.
Yeah, but it's just kind of going, it's not really moving.
It's not his best illusion, is it? A werewolf robot man that goes, arr.
That can't attack you, but yeah. So it's all animatronics and holograms and tricks of the mind and eye.
Yes.
And then Mysterio's like, well, I'm going to give you a test of your spider wits. So he puts him on a big spinning disc and spins him around. Spider-Man stays on the disc, allowing himself
to be... You're a roulette ball now.
Why does he stay on the disc and allow himself to be disorientated?
It's a good question, isn't it?
Is he just a good sport?
I guess maybe he is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
This guy's a man with a fishbowl in his head. So, you know.
Yeah, I'll play.
Yeah, I'll play this.
So then he fights a series of like movie monsters, better than the werewolf, I would say.
Yeah, there's like a giant crocodile monster.
And there's like a T-Rex or whatever. Then he falls down and he gets stuck in a web He's stuck in a web.
Oh, a web of his own making?
No, a web of somebody else's making. Huh. Mysterio's
the
making.
Web of Spider-Man?
No, just a web. Oh, and then there's a big spider coming down to him. It's like, he's in trouble now. Becomes the fly.
Why did nobody yell that? Do you think Spider-Man gets stuck to regular spider's webs? Do you think he's like cleaning out one of Aunt May's like the attic or something like that? And he's like, oh, cobweb. Yes. Or do you think he's like, yeah, I'm loving this?
He's a web creep, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a web creep.
So, and this is obviously the point where I'm sure you thought as well, this shit is really expensive and really advanced. Also, did he put it together himself? This is one dude here. I mean, I know he was he used to do this previously, but this stuff, you could sell this stuff. You could just be a special effects guy. Like, go back to doing that.
Go back to it, yeah. Uh-huh.
You have a hologram, like, the size of a very small square rock.
Yes.
A small cube, Mason, if you will. Yes. That projects an entire collapsing ceiling onto a ceiling that's, like, 40 feet away.
Yeah.
Like, that is amazing.
The technology is incredible. It's got so many of them, too. Yeah. Again, we could be using them now. Like, we could be using them instead of an iPad.
Yep.
Hey, when's the movie playing? I don't know. I'll just check my hologram of rocks falling on the roof. Let me check. Oh, it's at 2 o'clock. All right, great.
So, J. Jonah Jameson gets trapped with a cop and they're getting lowered into some spiky spikes.
Yeah.
There's trouble.
It's probably illusionary spikes, though.
I think it's real spikes this time, yeah.
I can't tell what's real in this.
I know.
He truly is the master of illusion.
Well, speaking
of... Is he a hero or a villain?
So speaking of, though, master of illusions, he jumps down and there's a number of Mysterios appear in front of Spider-Man. And he does the old, which one is me? Can you decide?
I mean, there's like five of us. You, a man who's super fast and super strong and can shoot webs at a range from your hands. You couldn't possibly get all five of us. You're going to have to choose.
And he does. And he gets it right. His eyes and he kicks Mysterio in the face. It's all over. Spider-Man is cleared of all charges. Mysterio goes back to jail.
Jonah Jameson has to put up a headline that says Spider-Man's a real cool hero guy.
How embarrassing.
Embarrassing for him.
Yeah. I bet he cried into his fax machine car.
Subheading. And I'm a big turd. Byline J. Jonah Jameson. Must have been hard.
Must have been. And then Mary Jane Watson calls and she's like, okay, Peter Parker, I forgive you for standing me up. Let's do some kissing, all right?
Yeah, all right. Uh-huh.
And then he's pretty happy.
He is. And also she learned a valuable lesson, which is just study and you'll pass anyway. So,
yeah. I don't like that lesson.
That's bad, isn't it? Yeah.
And you know what? And get some kissing in if you can.
Exactly,
You know what I mean?
Or maybe just put all the notes in your graphing calculator.
Yeah.
You know?
Didn't you have a friend who... So, in Australia, will this stay in? Who knows?
Who knows?
Graphics calculators, you bring them into exams.
Yeah, everybody knows what they are, the TI-82, the
text instruments. Some people may not know.
All right. And it's a raw. They're still like $200.
Yeah, oh, that's true. It's a whole thing. But you have to clear the memory before you take it into an exam because you can have programs on there which can solve mathematical equations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have a friend that made a program that made it look like you wiped the memory of the calculator?
He built the whole thing. And the teacher would be like, delete, okay, it's clear. And then he just closed the program and then...
And he was also the friend who had the holographic ceiling rocks falling down in an exam.
Yeah, my friend was Mysterio, the master of illusions.
Anyway, what did you think of this episode?
I didn't mind it, actually.
It's fine, yeah.
It was pretty good.
I'd seen this as well. I realized halfway through, I'm like, I hadn't seen it.
I was preparing to cringe because we watched some animation in the past that has not been great. And I feel like the opening title sequence is not good. But I thought it was a fun, playful version of Spider-Man. He was quippy, but he wasn't too quippy. You know? He had a great tucked in polo shirt that I liked.
He did, didn't he?
He really did, yeah.
Now, did you know that after the season 5 finale, John Semper Jr. hoped that the Spider-Man, the animated series, would be picked up for another season?
Who's John Semper Jr.?
Somebody involved in it.
Okay, cool.
Let's...
This guy on the street we asked.
Yes. However, when executive producer Avi Arad and the head of Fox Kids, Margaret Loesch, got into an argument, Loesch had the series cancelled. So that's why it didn't exist anymore.
Do we know what the argument was about?
No. So I guess it wasn't fully Avi Arad's fault. It takes two to tango, Mason, doesn't
it? That's true, but it takes only one to cancel Spider-Man 1994 to 1998.
Boy, is it. Mm. It's fine. I'd watch another one of those.
Me too.
Yeah, but not now. I'm busy.
There is also a 1960s version of this exact same storyline, apparently, from the 1960s cartoon.
That's right.
Maybe we'll do that next time.
Maybe we will. Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. There's episodes of that here every week, every Tuesday. Might be a video game, might be a TV show, might be a movie, might be a book. We've never done a book.
And we never will.
How does that translate into a visual medium?
That's true.
Yeah. Also, there's videos here on Thursday and Sunday, and we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows.
Yep.
Also, there's a video version of this if you want to check it out.
Ooh, with pictures and all. Pictures.
You want to see holographic rocks falling from a ceiling?
No, because that sounds horrifying and scary.
Maybe just stick to this version then.
Okay then.
Yeah. All right, guys. So, recommend something for Caravan of Garbage and we're leaving.
If you please.
Yes.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.